T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I need a catchier title for it.
What's that?
But right now I'm calling it Progress or No Progress.
Pop.
Or Pop.
Pop. Okay.
I think that's catchy.
Pop. It's a Pop Thursday.
You decide.
Okay.
If this is progress or not progress.
It depends who's in charge.
So this is the time of year. It's actually kind of fun to be working in news and in radio at this time of year because legislators are in session. Doing things like Sliced Bread Day, like we talked about yesterday in Missouri.
Very important.
They're also doing a lot of other things. And it seems like in the last couple of days, I found myself realizing that there are some states that are going in one direction on certain issues and other states that are going in the polar opposite direction on that same issue. So we're going to ask you, progress or no progress? And well, we're bringing it up today because Missouri, I have three categories of this today.
Yeah.
If we don't get to all three, we'll get to one tomorrow. But Missouri's got bills in some of these categories.
Now, you have to also realize, too, when you talk about this, some people don't want progress.
Some people define progress in different ways.
Right.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
That's what makes this great.
Yeah.
That even better if you define it differently, which is why this is always fun and interesting. So we're going to play round one, the environment, which is a, you know, key issue for you liberals. And
you liberals, you know, what are you talking about?
You climate change people.
Oh, and, you mean science, you know, acceptors?
You with your environment love and your trees. And
belief in science.
And your green everything.
That would be me.
That. So round one, environment. So I actually saw the two stories out of other states before the Missouri story got a little more love yesterday. I saw it on Channel 41 and then found an earlier story out of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. So here were a couple of headlines that I saw. And I'll tell you the Missouri headline. Maine could become the first state to ban plastic bags statewide, like plastic grocery bags.
Okay.
When you, you know, you go to.
All right.
And I don't think we're talking about. Well, yes, I think it would include stores like Aldi, but at Aldi, you pay for them anyway.
I pay 10 or 11 cents for each bag.
Because you, that's part of Aldi's business model, is you can bring your own. But if you're not bringing your own, they're going to charge you.
By the way, if you ever take one of those big blue IKEA bags, you can
fit a cartload
of groceries into a big IKEA blue bag.
That IKEA bag is pretty handy for a lot of things.
Yeah.
If you just need to haul a lot of stuff because those bags are strong and that's not going to break over your shoulder. So yeah, that's your tip for the day. So Maine could become the first state to ban plastic bags statewide. Maryland could become the first state to ban styrofoam containers statewide. Because those are generally really bad for the environment because they take a gazillion years to break down in landfills. So that's, I don't have to read that story to know that's the reason why. Okay, then we've got the Missouri story. Missouri lawmakers want to block all bans on plastic.
So you got...
You getting the irony there?
A couple of states saying, we need to do something because these bags are hurting the environment. They're winding up in the oceans. They're winding up clogging things up.
Styrofoam is bad for the environment. Doesn't break down easily.
And then
you've
Missouri.
Got Missouri. So Missouri already has a ban in place statewide that you can't ban plastic bags.
So we have a ban to ban the ban.
So now we've got a bigger ban of any kind of plastic. Think straws.
Okay.
Think anything.
Plastic
disposable.
Silverware.
Sure.
You can't ban that in Missouri because there's a ban on the ban.
Well, don't overcomplicate it. But we started off with you can't ban plastic bags. You have to. Here, you can go the opposite direction if you want. Go the positive, not the negative.
All right. Okay.
Missouri says you have to allow plastic bags. Missouri says you can't create a law that keeps people from using plastic bags.
Free market.
And what they're saying now is you have to allow all the plastic stuff. You can't do any kind of ban on anything plastic. What was the question that you asked me this morning, Michael Agut?
What's wrong with banning plastic bags? What would be the harm in if I can tell you, and for example, remember there was a story a week or two ago where a whale died and they found like 300 plastic bags in the whale's stomach?
Yes, and there are famously all the stories about animals that get stuck in the, what are those things called, like the plastic six-pack rings?
Yeah, those things.
There are always pictures of animals getting their heads stuck in those.
Right. And if the and again, I know we don't have a lot of whales in the Kansas City area. I'm aware of that.
If anybody knows of any, I'd like to know that.
But and this is not a tree-hugging hippie liberal moment where I say there's nothing wrong with banning something that seems to wind up in our streams and our lakes. And you know what I'm talking about. If you're a fisherman, you take your boat out. Don't you hate it when you throw your rod out and you reel it back in, you think you got a fish, and it's a plastic bag with a soda can in it and a cigarette pack and somebody's Dorito bag? Like, it comes back to the idea of littering, and we waste plastic bags. I am so guilty of wasting them.
Everyone has the collection at home.
The bag
of
bags.
Plastic bag, the bag of bags. Mm-hmm. We've all got it. Usually it's in your pantry or under your kitchen sink, but we've all got the really big bag full of all the little bags.
Yep.
And you eventually just throw them away. The only time I've ever used anything in that bag, occasionally if I'm like bringing stuff into work or something mm-hmm. like that, but for packing. When I've had to pack glassware, that's a pretty good insulator of glassware.
I will use those for like the trash can in the bathroom.
Sure. Yep.
I'll use those. I have a back patio where the dog goes out to do her business.
So, yeah.
And those Aldi bags are mm-hmm. great because those things will hold a lot of dog poo. So if you pick up and throw it, then I'll take that and I'll throw that bag out. But I am as guilty as anybody, Jamie, as you are of every time I go to Hy-Vee, I get plastic and I'll keep three or four, but I'll throw five or six out.
Let me ask you a question
yeah.
before I tell you about the bill and who proposed it. Why, when you are asked paper or plastic, and I can't think if Hy-Vee does, but I go to Sprouts a lot.
Hy-Vee does.
And at Sprouts, mm-hmm. they always ask you on paper or plastic. Why do you say plastic instead of paper?
Because it is easier to carry 11. I'm only making one trip.
All and right? you are taking as much of that one trip as you possibly can.
Every guy does this. Guys don't want to
make it. Oh, I do it
too. Do you? Okay.
Yeah, because my car is not, I don't have a house. My car is a little bit of a walk from my front door.
So it's easier to string up 11 bags and lose all feeling yep. in my right arm.
Permanent marks running up your
yeah.
arm.
Yeah. Than it is with the paper bags, which have handles, but you can't carry seven of those. Mm-hmm. Because just the width of those things. So it's easier for me to carry 11 plastic bags on my arm and make one trip than it is for those paper bags. And to me, and I've never really tried to reuse the paper ones, but plastic bags, for what the examples we're talking about, are in my head more reusable, even though I'm just going to throw them out eventually.
I was just going to ask you, though, aren't paper bags more reusable? Well, number one, they hold more. Your paper sacks hold more.
But I can't put that in the trash can, the round trash can
okay.
in my bathroom once.
Because that's the only good use you're citing.
It really is.
Is that.
I mean, once in a while, I have a backpack I take to work, but sometimes yeah. I'll put stuff in a plastic bag, and then I'll throw the bag out when I get to the office.
Yeah.
What's wrong? But again, I use those plastic bags, but I would have no problem if Missouri lawmakers, which will never happen in Missouri, but I would have no problem if Missouri or Kansas lawmakers would say, let's deal with the idea of banning them or at least charging you for them. Because bringing your own bag is the app. If you really want to make a difference, bringing your own bag is the answer.
Yes.
And so many people don't.
Some people, it depends on where you go. Again, I shop a lot at Sprouts, and that's where a lot of people do bring their own reusable bags in, but I don't. The IKEA bag is too big to bring in there. I look like an idiot.
I've only done it once.
IKEA bag in Sprouts.
I've done it once in my life. And I want to do it more. I just forget. Like, if I leave here on my way home, I have to stop and get a few groceries. I'm going to get a plastic bag, or I'm going to get no bag. If it's like three things, I'll carry it myself. I rarely get a bag at Home Depot or Lowe's. For whatever reason, because I go there, grab a thing of wrenches or nails or whatever. But I'm going to stop at Target right here by the radio station. I'm going to get a plastic bag, and then I'm going to throw that bag out later. I know it. I'm going to think not to, but I'm still going to do it.
I need someone who either knows the answer to this question, or we will look this up during the break. Because if you throw your paper bags away, like let's say you just get paper instead of plastic. This is where, admittedly, not my area of expertise. But let's say, you know, you live in one of these states where plastic bags are banned statewide, and your only option is to bring your own reusable bags, or maybe they still offer paper bags. When it comes to which bag type, the paper or the plastic, why do people think paper is better? Because you're still throwing it away. Does paper break down in a landfill faster than plastic does?
It feels like it
Sorry
does.
Sorry if that's a dumb question. I have no idea.
I can also burn paper bags. You
but
know,
are,
You know, I feel like, and I don't know the answer.
Are
I know
people kinda, burning their bags?
Well, you can get rid of the paper bags. Feel
Whereas
more.
If you burn plastic, that's
it's bad.
Worse for the environment. Burning the plastic. Bad. Okay, that's I. Okay.
Maybe it's the only answer I got. I mean, it feels like paper bags break down easier when
it
they're
seems like it
when they're
it?
Left on the side of the road than but the plastic bag.
I don't know if that's true. If it just seems like it should be true.
And if you're a hunter, or you're a fisherman. You probably stumble across that plastic bag in the middle of the woods when you're out there deer hunting and you're like, somebody, because you got to take care of your lakes and streams and your forests, right?
I need a hardcore recycler to call. I need somebody who really recycles stuff who is going to lose their mind at this Missouri bill. I want to know more about recycling.
Missouri lawmakers want to prevent cities from banning plastic bags. I got nothing. Jamie, do you have any idea what this TV theme song
no
is?
No clue.
From HBO?
Nope.
Doesn't help me.
Nope.
6 Feet Under.
I heard that show is really, really good.
It's amazing.
I was watching some special, and there people just going on and on about that show. TV theme song Thursday, midday with Jamie and Wicket. Keep your nominees coming in on Twitter. At KMBZ Radio.
So we're playing round one of my new game for the day. This is called Progress or the Opposite of Progress or POP. So here are a couple of headlines, and then we're talking about the one out of Missouri. So Maine could become one of the first states to ban plastic bags statewide. Maryland could become the first state to ban styrofoam containers. And then you have Missouri lawmakers who want to block all bans on plastic. Missouri lawmakers want to make it a law that you can't tell businesses they have to ban plastic. So straws, any plastic bags, you can't tell businesses what to do when it comes to the plastic.
I don't understand. I feel like, and of course this will come down to partisan discussion, I'm sure, because everything does.
Can I point something out to you?
Go
the sponsor ahead. Of the bill is a Republican.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
Because it's for business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, because a Republican doesn't want to have
to tell businesses what
yeah,
to do.
You don't want to tell anybody what to do. I'm not really surprised. That makes sense, yeah. I guess. I hate it when, and Kansas City's got a bit of a trash problem. St. Louis, I'm assuming, does. I don't spend a lot of time there. But how often does it matter where you are, where you drive down the side of the road or drive down the street on the side of the road, whether it's a freeway or a local street or whatever, and there's a plastic bag laying there on the ground. And if we banned them or taxed them or something along those lines, it would help out your city, your streams, your lakes, your hunting grounds. But it's the whole idea of big government telling me what I can and cannot do.
I'll tell you something. I did. More and more states are looking at taxing, essentially higher fees if you want to use plastic bags, okay. Taxing them. I was looking at a story this morning. I don't remember how I ended up on a website for a small town in Washington State. But it's a town that started charging. It became city ordinance to charge a nickel for every plastic bag you use.
Whoa, okay.
So what Aldi does now, I think you said it's 10 or 11
cents. 10 or 11
cents, I can't remember.
Yeah.
You do everywhere. And they just finished the first year of that, and they look back to see how much plastic bag use decreased. 70% in 1 year plastic bag use. People didn't want to pay the nickel. That was all it took.
That's amazing.
To get them to not use the plastic bags.
Because you figure, at the most on a big shopping trip, you have 10 bags. Maybe more. Let's just say 10.
If you're
10.
Doing like little fragile items, then yeah, they're getting their own bag. But yeah, I think that's probably about right.
So 50 cents a grocery trip for a big... Because like for me and Lee and for Britain, it's 4 bags and we're good. But 50 cents had people go dropping their plastic bag use.
70% in 1 year.
576-7798. Let's talk to Chris on KMBZ. Hi, Chris. Chris!
You were on the air.
Chris, go ahead. You're on the air, Chris. What's up, bud?
Can you hear me? Okay, good. Listen, so I'm one of the older generation that understands kind of this whole cycle thing that's been going on with this. So back in the 70s and 80s, there was a big scream from the environmental people, as they call them people, that talked about, hey, we need to stop cutting trees down. We're using this, we've got all these paper bags. We're using all this cardboard, this, that, and the other. Which was an understandable setup. to come up with a solution that would replace those. So now here we are. We're 40 years, 50 years later into this plastic deal thing, right? And here's the thing you guys need to learn, this word, biodegradable. So I'm a person who recycles. I'm not necessarily somebody that sits on the right side of this fence and goes in super-duper environmental, but I understand that we have a moral compass to take care of the world that we live in for our future. But the thing is that now we're in the same boat we were in 40 years ago, but worse. I don't know what the biodegradable piece for the plastic is, and there's people here that would say it more. But from what I know, it's almost damn near impossible for it to be broken down naturally. With plastic, with paper and cardboard, when they get put into a landfill, nature takes over and it breaks that stuff down to its components and turns it into basically, you know, whatever it breaks it down to, you know, on its composition. The problem is that even if we stopped right now and we stopped and use no more plastic today across the United States alone, we're going to still be in this mess for the next 100 years, right? And I agree that we need to come up with a solution, but they need to come up with a solution on how they're going to deal with this plastic as much as they need to come up with a decision on how they're going to limit the plastic usage across the United States and the world, because what we've got right now is kind of like what I would call a minor catastrophe. They have no idea what they're going to do with this, and the so-called thing that they thought they could break this stuff down via sending it back to factories and chemical plants to break this stuff down is not working the way it was intended. And so we really need to figure this out because it's not going anywhere.
No, it's not, Chris. And I got to cut you off because we got to get to news. And Chris went a little long, so if you're on hold, I promise we're going to get to you right away after we get to Dan Weinbaum.
A first step for me sounds like if there are things that we can do to get people to use less plastic,
yeah,
and use fewer plastic bags so that we have fewer out there to recycle, that seems like a good step to me.
I don't think you can reverse the progress that we have, you know, or lack thereof just by doing it today or over the next 2 or 3 years, but you can throw an anchor in the water.
Yeah.
You can at least slow it down.
Slow the bleeding.
We'll get to the rest of you on hold. Chris, thank you for your phone call, man. Appreciate it.
Honey, I'm home.
TV Theme Song Thursday, Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Chris, what is this?
This is Dinosaurs.
Oh, this is Jamie's favorite.
Pull that out, man.
I can't. I can't even get on the... Look.
So, yeah.
We just lost the internet.
We have no internet in the building
so,
right now.
So, I may not be able to have access to our full...
To which I said to Wicket, so we just playing trivia today?
Right, no.
What are we doing?
We're doing a show with, I mean...
With no internet.
Old school radio.
It's one thing to not have Wi-Fi. That's, you can work your way around that. But to have no internet whatsoever is quite a handicap.
We just turned on my hotspot, so you can, if it works, you can connect your laptop to that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Still.
All right, right back to the phones. Talking about this plastic bag story. Maria's in Kansas City. Thanks so much for hanging, Maria. You're on KMBZ. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to mention something I started doing. You know how you give gift bags to people and, oh, they're so cool because you can reuse them? I started using grocery bags that you buy at the store for shopping and using those for gift bags. So kind of encourage people to possibly use them.
Do you get any weird looks when you hand over a gift bag and it's from Hy-Vee?
No. Okay. They're like, cool. This is cool. Thanks. I mean, you know, you go to the store and you don't, you know, if you want to buy them, they cost a dollar. You know, and it is a good thing. And there's plastic floating all over the place. And plastic is pretty much a nightmare. And I cannot remember to take my grocery bags with me. And I've just, like, I find myself scooping stuff up and carrying it out, you know. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that because I think it's a cool little trick for a gift.
Thank you for it. We appreciate it. Use those plastic bags when you give gifts. Mark is in Harrisonville. Hey, Mark.
Hey, those plastic bags that they give you for your groceries and stuff at like Target or whatever, they recycle those at Walmart. And you'd be surprised of how many different products are put in packages that are not recyclable, and paper bags are recyclable. And, you know, that's just, we need to be more conscious about that. And I can remember the first time someone asked me paper or plastic, and I thought they were talking about money.
What do you, when you go to the grocery store and they ask you that, what is always your answer, Mark?
Well, I always get plastic because it's easier to carry in the house.
Right. You can line up 11 bags on your arm a lot easier.
I can put more than that.
Mark, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it. Steve is in Olathe. What's up, Steve?
Hey, so thanks for taking my call. Yeah. You know, I think that we're too reliant on plastic, to be honest with you, and to hear the gal two callers ahead saying plastic is a nightmare. Plastic is a godsend. You know, you go into any hospital where the preemies are, and you know, ask the nurses if that plastic containers that are holding those preemies are a nightmare.
Yeah, but we're not, you know. Steve. Oh, the old how far do we go thing. It's always a question of, it's always a question. It's hold on, Steve. I'm going to answer you. I'm going to answer you. How far do we go? Well, yes. How about we go to the point when a whale isn't swallowing up 300 plastic bags off the coast of Indonesia? How about we go to the point where your streams aren't getting backed up because 3 dozen plastic bags from Hy-Vee and irresponsible campers and hunters have left those bags? How about we get to that point? It's always a question of when we want to change things that are better for the environment and have a, quote, liberal agenda. But it's better for you. I'm answering your question. It always comes up, Steve, the old how far do you want to take it? Where does it end? It's always the question people who are so afraid of change bring up. My answer is, It goes to the point when the environment gets better and we stop killing the future generations of this planet.
However, I'm not saying that we're not being irresponsible. I'm saying that we're being irresponsible with everything. And the precipice of ruining our environment has already passed decades before.
So don't worry about it now, you know, then. Don't do anything about it now.
No. No, I'm just saying that we can't do anything about it now.
Oh, I'm going to disagree with you on that, Steve. Look, Steve's point of why didn't we do anything 20, 30 years ago? It's kind of what he was hinting at. I'll agree with. We didn't know. We didn't realize. I mean, how many times when you go, how often do you recycle the Coke bottle you get or the water bottle you get when you stop at a QT? How often do you recycle the Coke can or whatever? That's a problem. But plastic bags, I mean, it's an easy fix for you to bring your own bag every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it in the trunk of your car. I love it when I go to Aldi and I see people who don't even bag their groceries. This is something that is way out of my comprehension. They don't even bag their groceries. They push the cart out of the Aldi to their trunk, and they've got boxes and bags and things set up in their trunk.
Mm-hmm.
You people blow my mind. There's no way I'm thinking that far ahead.
Do you recycle anything?
Not as much as I should.
What do you recycle?
We do plastic and paper.
Is that city or county? Like, is that, does city or county put out bins or anything and they collect it? Or
you have to drop it off in Overland Park.
See, here's the problem with recycling.
It takes
that
work.
People want it to be easy,
mm-hmm,
because they don't yet see, you know, the general benefits of recycling. And if it's not easy, they're not going to do it. And we don't make it easy enough. You know, there are, mm-hmm, some cities that do the single stream where, a lot of places in Florida do this, where you just put all your recyclables into one big container out at the curb and they'll pick it up and they'll separate it for you and they'll drop it off. And we don't make it convenient.
I'll help the environment if it's easy for me to do.
If it doesn't put me out.
Right. That's the truth. And every time there's ever a liberal agenda question like recycle or tax on gas, it's always, where does it end? It ends when problems get fixed. And a tax on your gas would have fixed your potholes and roads. Ending the plastic bag use or taxing the plastic bag use to really reduce it in Missouri, not even talking about countrywide or worldwide, but in Missouri, would clean up a lot of the side of the freeway, would clean up a lot of your streams, would clean up a lot of your hunting grounds, would clean up a lot of your lakes if we didn't allow as many bags out just willy-nilly.
Texter just said, I live in Lawrence. They've made it extremely easy. If you live in Lawrence and you don't recycle, you're pretty much a bad person.
Well, that's the...
It's a more liberal city.
It's a very liberal city.
It's just a more liberal city. Absolutely. Recycling is more of a hip thing.
Yeah.
It's more of a liberal thing, if you want to call it that.
I call it more of an educated, I believe in science thing.
You know, it's a tree hugger thing, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever. But it's also good for the environment.
And in the bastion of where people are educated, like liberal college towns where people understand the benefits of it. You know, you and your learning.
You and your scamming. Right. Cheating your way into your liberal colleges.
Lori Loughlin is a Republican! Lori Loughlin is a diehard, God-fearing, Catholic woman Republican and cheated to get her daughter into USC. Don't get me started, Monticelli. Those people that have, you know, understand science, understand the benefits of recycling.
Only liberals understand science.
That is so almost true, and you're just baiting me. Damn it.
The internet's out. I don't know how to keep myself entertained.
Ben and Gladstone, you're on KMBZ.
Okay, good morning. Hey. Take a breath there, you know?
I'm trying.
Oh, no. No. Let him go. Let him have at it.
But you know what? Okay, I'll just say this sort of, I prefer paper. You can get a lot more in a paper bag at the grocery store than you can in plastic.
Yeah, but it's a lot harder to carry. It's a lot harder to carry multiple papers than multiple plastics. And it's all about convenience for me, Ben. I am selfish.
But then, wait a minute. If you have to make multiple trips back and forth to the car, you're doing more steps in your day. Are you counting your steps or anything like that?
Oh, God, no. I'm as skinny as a rail, okay. Ben, right. but I should. I should probably.
here's what I basically called about. When you take your clothes to the cleaners, you know, what does it come back in?
Comes back with a bunch of hangers, and draped over that is a long plastic bag.
Which is completely unusable for anything else because it's got a big hole at the bottom, small hole at the top.
Yeah.
I know Pride Cleaners is now asking you, hey, bring us back your bag.
They'll actually, if you join their premium club, I think they even give you a bag. Bag to bring back. I think they'll actually do that.
Yeah. That's I hadn't heard anybody else say anything about the plastic bags you get at the cleaners.
That's a good question, Ben. See, Pride Cleaners doing one of our good sponsors during the coat drive. Thank you, Pride Cleaners. Final word on this is Pat in Kansas City, and Pat is going to just crush me. Go ahead, Pat. Pat.
Maybe.
Pat going once.
Oh.
Pat going twice.
Missed opportunity.
Oh, Pat. You had a missed opportunity because the big question about diapers pops up all the time. And
it's icky.
I know Niven's from The Rock, who fills in for me often, and for you, when we're out of town, uses cloth diapers because, using the disposable diapers like most Americans do is a total stain and drain. Jamie, I got to tell you, the other night, I watched Britain for 7 hours. First time I had done that, 7 hours without Lee. I must have had 9 diaper changes, and we use disposable diapers. So I am as...
So there is a limit to how much you're willing to help the environment.
I don't even...
Your liberalism has limits.
Even my liberalism is ended when it comes to literally having a poopy diapers in the wash.
Mm-hmm.
That's where
you draw the line.
Again, Jamie, I care about the environment,
but only if it doesn't
inconvenience me.
Yes.
It's on our Facebook page. Check it out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.